of God have been revealed. The love of God has been revealed. The kingdom he promised to his servants, the prophets, now has come in our generation. Well, just open your mouth and get you some prophecies like that. See, you don't have to write them down, get everything going. They all true, every one of them true. Open your mouth and the voice of the Father just begins to speak out of you. Look here, I'm getting service now, brother. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord, all right? Talking to y'all, and Brother Pruitt trying to get you to play country western or hillbilly. Oh yeah, that's what you've been saying. Quit letting old fleshly thoughts come in your mind like that. Two works that must be done before he sealed us in the fire of his body. Y'all not following me? Not gonna let the lie to you anymore, are you? It's country western. Seriously, get this. God does not want you to mold yourself after any style or any generation of people. Because through Jesus Christ, you are made a new generation. And you can adapt by the Spirit of God to any class of people. You need to wash my fingers. You can't find out a thing about that. Wash my beard. Having been delivered to a Father God, into his presence through Jesus Christ, there are two works that must be done before he seals us into his body. Ooh! our family of the heaven lets us know by the Holy Ghost, the Apostle John, God's family man, shows the two words that must be done. Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 1 through 5. Listen to it. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written on their forehead. And heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping on their harps. Hear the harps. You can reach and get them by the Spirit. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. And the elders no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb who whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed them from among men, being the first fruits unto God and the Lamb. Verse 5. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne. None of their own ways, and none of their own words, none of their own feelings, their own desires, for they have been delivered through Jesus Christ into the Father as virgins in Christ. Now escaped them the corruption of the world by the fire of God to be purified. kill no fleshly lust.
Remain in our body.
Till all our old ways
are completely gone.
Virgins through Christ, and
no guile in our mouth,
none of our ways, and
none of our words,
none of our flesh, and
none of our feelings,
only the flesh,
and the feelings of Christ.
Cannot put new wine in old bottles.
New wine in old bottles.
For the new wine,
will burst the old bottles.
Then both the wine,
and the old bottles,
will be wasted,
spilled on the ground.
The old bottle being,
your old fleshly nature,
Christ inside,
your old desires,
your old way of life,
that continually resists
the life of Christ.
Watch in the spirit, Brother George. You're not going to be able to follow my fingers.
With a heavenly fire
of His love,
the fire of the body
of Jesus Christ,
that in suffering
turned
into fire of grace,
now put inside
the anointing in me.
I want to stop right here, minister two things to you. I want you to get this. Every time that Jesus Christ finished the work, the Holy Ghost took it. Oh, yes. Glorified it and kept it to put inside of His ministers, men and women. You don't believe that? How do you think you can see Jesus alive in the midst and feel Him now the same yesterday, today, and forever? You remember John the 16th chapter when Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost is come, shall not speak of Himself, but shall speak of Me, shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you? Didn't He? Believe that's what He's talking about. And in the outer court, when Jesus Christ finished His seventh suffering, the outer court. His body had turned into fire. Blood in the fire. Flesh had turned into fire and his breath into fire. He finished it in the outer court, his seventh suffering. Everything had completed. The Holy Ghost reached and got that fire. That's the purpose of the Mother Holy Ghost, is to grab all the treasures, all the heavenly possessions. Jesus became one with the Father, just like Isaiah promised he would, didn't he? Said, that child shall grow up and shall his name shall be the everlasting Father, Almighty God. Jesus became one with the Father because all was finished. And the Holy Ghost kept that fire of his body to put out to you, put inside of his ministers in love and grace so they could impart that fire out. The Spirit of life is the finished blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Put in the anointing where people can wash others with the Spirit of life, with the blood of Christ. Paul said we have a ministry of impartation. People of flesh and blood by the Holy Ghost, he gives them certain ministries, certain workings that they impart to others. The Holy Ghost kept everything of Jesus Christ, their only begotten Son, so that the Holy Ghost might take all of that, all of his finished works, and by grace, using that as a pattern, bring many sons and daughters unto God. That's what I'm going to use on you tonight. I'm going to use the fire of his grace and love imparted to me by the Spirit of God and put it out to you as fire of love and burn out of you the things that will cause you to have to suffer judgment fire at the great white throne judgment. Just to be literally frank with you, I'm going to take the fire of the body of Jesus Christ, which is now put inside me by the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to make you a new bottle. That's right. Destroy all your lust and all your feelings and everything of your old nature. Create a new face and a new eye. Get you a new bottle to where that new wine won't burst that old bottle. And that is the purpose for it. This is the only way that you'll ever escape the judgment fire of God, is to have the fire of his grace and love. Receive it by faith. Have it to burn out of those things that will be judged at the great white throne judgment. With a heavenly fire of his love, by the Holy Ghost and your body purifying by grace and love, I burn your old life that's been reserved for judgment fire. So that I'm yet not I, but Christ, may present you,
blameless and spotless,
before God's throne
of judgment fire.
And we may all
have a full reward.
Being not willing
that any should perish,
but that all
may escape judgment,
our Lord Jesus
gave his flesh and blood
to be burned into
fire for you.
I can't figure that kind of love. I can't. Jesus Christ was already seated at the right hand of the Father. He already had it made. No one could ever take his place. But he looked down and saw the judgment coming upon you and I in the last day. It was revealed to him the darkness of religion that you and I would come out of. At the right hand of the Father. Already had it made. No one could ever take his place. He could have been eternally at the right hand of the Father. But he offered himself again for the seventh suffering, for his body to be absolutely decimated, turned into fire. Suffer the judgment fire for you and I. So that you and I could have the fire of his body. So that when Satan came in like a flood upon us, like he has in religious darkness, we might wipe him out with that grace fire and that grace love out of our lives. But this gained him another place. When he finished that seventh suffering, he wasn't at the right hand of the Father anymore. He was inside him. God reached and got him, put him inside him, and he became one with him. I mean completely one with him, not just one, two and one, but he became one with him.
Being not willing
that any should perish,
but that all
may escape judgment.
Our Lord Jesus Christ
gave his flesh and blood
to be burned into fire for you.
In obedience to God
by the Holy Ghost,
I'll burn your body
with a fire of grace,
destroying your old,
molding you anew,
bottle of a body to hold the new wine.
Cannot put them
new wine in old bottles,
for the new wine
will burst the old bottles.
Burst the old
So in obedience to my Father God, with his fire, I create you a new bottle. You've seen me use the miracle power of the Holy Spirit to fill teeth, many other different things, but tonight you're going to see me use the miracle gift of miracles that is now turned into fire to absolutely destroy an old bottle of a body right here and create a new bottle of a body that has nothing but the feelings of Jesus Christ left in. Create him in right in here and destroy the old, create. Whoa, create a new voice, create a new face, and new eyes. When you see me open his eyes there, then the whole heavens will open. He'll be able to see. The eyes of his understanding will be enlightened. One of the purposes, one of the promises in the book of Revelation and all through the scriptures is that they shall see his face. The new creation shall see his face. Father, in obedience to you with the fire of your grace and love, I destroy this old nature and create a new bottle. Ooh. 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 Create a new voice. Destroying the old voice. Creating a new voice. A voice of fire. Oh, and a new face. Now watch this. In obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I create new eyes for this new creation, that the heavenlies might open, that he might see your face. Now watch that light come. Reach out towards him. See him there. Whoa. Buddy's head, look at that cloud of glory around him. Everything that you see, everything that is ministered to you from now on, you will see it. The eye of your understanding being enlightened, you will see it. I don't talk about in a vision, but you'll see it just like it is. For example, I'm going to talk to him now about the throne of God. The throne of God with a rainbow around it and a river of life flowing out from it. And the tree of life in the midst of that river. This is not anything new. Paul the Apostle was talking about in the sixth suffering that they would pray that God would give them the spirit of wisdom, that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened. And John was speaking about walking in the light as he is in the light. A lot of folks say, well, that's just knowledge, dead letter knowledge. Not true. The Bible is spirit and life. The revealing of God are spirit and life. And when you understand them, it becomes life in your body. Now, what happens in your letter knowledge, Julie, Charles, and all the rest of you, they darken your mind. Don't they? And Jesus said, if that light in you become darkness, how great is that darkness? Once you get to where you're moving in this and you go back struggling with letter knowledge and that darkens that mind, it kills you. Now I want to show you something that fear makes you fear. Remember, the same hands that God used to open these eyes can also close them. And darkness will come. Now, how would you like to live in that, Brother Buddy? Behooves you to walk in obedience. Operating in the Father ministry, this is one of the purposes, one of the jobs of the Father ministry. It's to purify the sons in obedience to the Father. Now, one of the ministries of the mother, and y'all need to watch this close because you need to move into it. It's that simple. It's by grace through faith. They receive it by faith. You just give it out to them, impart it to them, and it works. The way up to there, and let me get her from there up. Oh, and then we're going to continue on. Just go ahead and get the anointing there, if you will. Oh, and I'm going to show you something. I know it's a fearful thing, but we're living in fearful days. There's no way in the world you're going to ever defeat lust in people's lives and feeling their flesh unless you can get the fire of God on it. Very few will ever make it. Will they, Pam? You got her. In obedience, not yet. In obedience to you, Father, I give this new creation to yours a new voice, burning out the old voice, and a new face, burning out the old face. Feel that light coming. And new eyes, open that they might see the light of the heaven. See them come alive and reach out towards you. Now, I could go into great theological teaching about what I'm going to do next. Well, what we're going to do to this couple next, I am going to take Buddy Jones here, and by the fire of God, out of his organs, his emotions and his organs, sexual organs, I am going to literally destroy every lust that's ever put in there by Satan. And then Cheryl is going to do the same thing in his wife. Then when we get through, in obedience to the Father, I'm going to give them new life by the Spirit of life. But I'm not going to do it out of the order of God. I'm going to tell you this. Under law, Eve and Adam were two people. Eve was led astray by Satan, Adam followed him. But under grace, God takes the woman and puts her back inside of the man. And he makes them two, one place, under grace. Now you can think that's bondage if you want to, but that's the only liberty that a woman will ever have. She never can be free until she is covered in the order of God. All of these other people talking about that women live this and that and the way and the men live, you never will be free. You're going to obey something. I don't care whether you're man, woman, boy, or girl. You're going to obey something. You know that? Some feeling or some kind of philosophy or some religion, something is going to lead you astray. Paul said it, to whom you yield your members, servants to obey, his servants you become. But once you get in the order of God, men and women, you have dominion over everything that tries to have dominion over you. Oh. going to tell you a secret. Well, what do you do with the single women and unmarried women? You've been wondering about that, ain't you? You know where they are? They're right inside of me. Oh, yes. And they're there until God tells me to put them out into different churches. They're in my side. That's where he puts them and covers them. And when I put them out in different churches and put them to the different pastors and put them in those churches, then they become the cover. Well, you're taking a lot on yourself, Brother Bruce. I didn't take you that on myself. God knows I would have never had it. We just want to get everything straight. So you're just wondering there, Cass. The devil is fighting you about it. That's exactly where it is. When you move into this thing, I'll just cover you, put you right in there. Girl, go on the left side and boy on the right side until you're put in a certain place, and then you'll move into that covering of Christ through that church. That's that simple. Whoa! Right now, in obedience to you, Father, with the fire of your grace and love, I destroy all sexual desires. Oh, Lord. I could leave him in that shape. I have made a eunuch out of him. And I could leave him in that shape. And he would end up 666. This is exactly what the old Catholic Church did when they first started out. They made eunuchs out of their men and their women, and they looked at that, and they never could move in the completeness of life that God had for them. Oh, now Cheryl and the mother are going to absolutely destroy. Start right up there, Cheryl, and just go down with all the right where the emotions are. And just destroy all sexual love. Now what are we going to do with them? We've got two eunuchs. You did know Jesus taught this, didn't you? He said some men were born eunuchs. Some were made eunuchs by men. The other were made eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. Did you know a lot of the early people before the seventh suffering of Christ, they made eunuchs out of themselves by faith? Or they wouldn't have to battle it. You know, when you go to dealing with boys and girls, men and women, if you've got that lust moving in you, it imparts to them. I don't care who you are. This is the reason why everyone that come in, every young girl that come in the kingdom, they get corrupted. Well-meaning people. First thing you know, have them out chasing after boys. Oh, yeah. And they're well-meaning people. It's the best thing in the world to get them married off. So they'd say such little lustful things. They're like, you know, oh, if I wish I'd a few years younger, I'd grab on to that boy. That's all a young girl needs to get out of the order of God. It's not the business of a woman or a man to put people together. It is the business of God to draw two people together and join them by the Spirit. But well-meaning people, they didn't do that, did they? They got them chasing after one another, making them think that's the way they're supposed to do. And then they get overcome. The grace of God's sufficient to correct that thing. But there's no need of letting it start to start with. Is you know how I've descended on you with fire the last few years, all that matchmaking stuff? I can only go so far with you. Because if I'd ever commanded you to stop and you didn't stop it, well, then judgment would have failed. But the commandment of God is for the women and the men. But for the women, mothers, be sober. Don't meddle in people's lives. Let the commandment of God say, they that are unmarried, let them stay unmarried. Let them marry, let them stay married. Let God join them together. Don't put into them some kind of suggestive lust that makes them go to running after what think they're compelled in this thing. God really does this thing. Let him work individually. Okay, you don't agree with it. How many of you agree with me? Don't try it. Listen. Don't buy the foolishness of your flesh, and it won't anymore because I'm destroying that thing. Trap young girls and young boys into a lust relationship with one another. You say, well, they do it to themselves. It's not so. You do it. Just like Adam and Eve passed the sin down to the other generation, you do it by your conversation and your actions and your flitting around. Oh. You're dead enough now. You're ready for life. While I'm ministering, I just leave you like, think I ought to leave you like, some of y'all go to messing me and you go to messing around on me here and I'll take you and leave you like that. You don't think I will? Sure I will. Stop you one way or another. Ooh. Ooh. But now, in obedience to the Lord, here's where the woman goes. Right inside the man. We're going to put her in there. Ooh. Obedience to you, Father, just by faith. I put her right in there. Oh, now. I'm going to give life. The spirit of life, come back to him. God's life. Say, we're taking all enjoyment out. No, sir. You're stupid if you think that. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, right now. I just give the spirit of life to these organs of this man and woman, placing her on the inside of you at the same time. Get your scarf around them there and pull them together. Ooh. Get it right down there. When I lay hands on there, pull them together all the same. Get it around. Get to the side where everybody can see it. Ooh. You ready? Get ready. Get to moving in spirit. Tell me when now. Ooh. 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 You don't believe that? Every one of you is going to be circumcised the second time if you stay in the kingdom of God and move into that new age of grace. I'll guarantee you that. Because before they entered into the promised land, they were circumcised the second time. What? You were circumcised the first time in the heart. You remember Paul in Romans? Next time you're circumcised in the body. That's the end of it. Come on, Moe, you and Joe. Thought you're never going to make it, didn't you, Brother Joe? Let's leave it on you there. I can get to it. In obedience to you, Father, I just destroy this old bottle and create a new bottle by the fire of your grace and your love. See it moving in there? Destroy this old voice and create a new voice. This old face and create a new face. In obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just open the eyes of this new creation, giving him new eyes that he might see the things of the heaven as a member of your new creation. Watch him come over. Reach your hand out to him. Father, I just give a new voice, new face, ooh, and new eyes to this new creation. Just watch them come over. Ooh. Reach out towards him there. Look at him. See that cloud of glory moving around there now. Well, what happens if they get to where they can't see? Well, you know, Jesus talking about said those that have the mote out of their eye first, they can get the mote out of other folks' eyes. You think he's talking about natural mote? No. They get to where they're blind. There's some man just went, a woman just wiped their eyes real good, and they get to where they see again, wipe again. First thing you know, they're seeing continually. That's God's grace way of doing the thing. Whoa, sure. What do you think he was talking about? Natural motes that come out of your eye? What do you think he was talking about? Why didn't he say eyes instead of eyes? He said, if eye of your soul be single, whole body full of light. Be double, whole body full of darkness. And you'll waver around, but we'll keep these eyes clean. That's what we'll do. We'll swipe it across there, or he's got a fan on my hand, one way or another. That's the business of the fathers and mothers in the church. Keep their eyes clean. You wouldn't let a little baby of yours, a child of yours, go around with dirt in their natural eye, would you? You clean it out. So God gives you the touch to clean that. Oh. In obedience to you, Father, go ahead. I destroy all these natural sex organs, all these natural emotions of lust, placed in there by Satan. Satan hath been destroyed. Oh, kama hashi kama haya. Now we're going to do this one a little bit differently. We're going to put this wife inside first and bind them together as the father and mother. Put her inside first, and then I'm going to give them life. Put your hand right there. That's it. Put your hand on her ears. That's good enough. Anyway, come around there, Sherry. Put your scarf around him. Operating as a mother and a father. You have authority. The mother operates in the spirit of life, blood of Christ, the spirit of grace. What is the spirit of grace? It's that impartation of the spirit that lets it become a gift to you instead of a thing of works, and it stops all strife. And then the spirit of love that just loosens your emotions up, here it goes, okay? Oh, let's go. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I place this woman right back inside of her husband where you said she belonged. Tell me when, Cheryl. Now hold him up. Hold him up. In obedience to you now, Father, I strike life back to these organs for your purpose. Feel that life move in. Now just let them down there, people. Mmm. You don't believe what I'm doing. A new creation. Listen to John speak. God speaking. John, our Father, in the book of Revelation. Listen to God. Behold, I make all things new. Not just new wine and old bottle, but new bottles too. Say, well, I've never seen this before. That's a strange doctrine. No, it's not a strange doctrine. The things that you've been listening to, that junk in religion, those were strange. They were strange doctrines. They were doctrines of demons is what they were. They weren't doctrines of God's grace to deliver you. It was a bunch of junk. Crap, dung, mess. Satan. And they defiled you instead of delivering you. Oh, but they felt good. Sure, that's what Satan does. Like an angel of light, he makes them feel good to you. They don't feel particularly good to you to start with, but they feel gooder and gooder as they go along. God's purpose for man and woman is to lift them back out of the old world into the new world. To the place where Adam and Eve fell from. And put them in a spiritual relationship to where everything is under the control of the Holy Ghost. Whoa. And ecstasy, you have never heard of ecstasy. You don't even know ecstasy. I'm not going to give you a sermon on that. You'll have to find it out for yourself. But I've been walking around in your lives, in your bedrooms, and you know, your present, and you're right in your personal life. You know that. Had to. And I saw all the hang-ups and all the mess in you. But the time has come now for all that to leave. It's that simple. That easy and that simple. Up until this time, all I could do with you was counsel with you and advise you and give you little principles to move in. But now the time for counsel is over with. The time for the fire is to come. Oh. Mmm. Oh. You didn't know you were going to get this, did you? You thought you were going to go, hey, here's some healing campaign on. Oh, now, God not just in the sick healing business. He heals the whole body, soul and all. Go ahead. In obedience to you, Father, I just destroy all this old body with the fire of your hands. Oh, with the fire of the love of the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, and give a new body. Oh. For a little while, Brother Ed, and let me get your wife's eyes open first. Oh, take her glasses. That's the way. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, for the fire of the body of Jesus, I give this new creation to yours a new voice. Oh, feel that glory moving in that face. And new eyes that she might see. Oh, into the heavenlies. Watch that light come. We'll reach your hand right out towards you. Reach it on out towards you. And that's the way. Oh. Whoa. See that glory around him? Look at the angel. I give a new voice, a new face to this new creation he is. And open the new eyes. Create new eyes that he might see into the heavenlies. Oh, now just watch him come over. Be a light. Oh, just reach on out towards you. Ed and her, why did well, you been preaching about that shining like the sun in the noonday string? Now look at it. Oh! Look at the angels ascending and descending in the morning. Look at the throne of God and the river of life. Everything you read, everything you hear become light and life. Father, with the fire of the body of Jesus Christ, I destroy all lust. Ooh, all sexual lust put in this life by Satan. Hath been utterly destroyed. I circumcise him by the fire of the body of God. Ooh. Ooh. Got any mantles? Where are they? Okay. Ooh, hold her there, Lee. You get some. Get the throne. Do this as a demonstration here. Lord save Pam here. She didn't understand why she'd been left out of everything. She was trying to push to get in it, but you don't push into these things. They come in when God says come. And never worry. He puts you in there when you're ready. Sometimes he just lets you get hungry and hungry, you know. You have an old way of life of saying, yeah, he'll get to me when he can. And you don't really seek and dig after him, he'll make you so hungry, you're ready to scratch dirt. Won't he, Bobby Thomas? You're familiar with that old way of life. Well, whatever the Lord does, okay, that's all right, old guy. Yeah, you know. He'll make you dig, won't he, Gary? Oh, she'll save this. Now, the correct time to mantle in the new creation. Now, in this time, mantle in the ministry and set in the ministry. Coming out of the old darkness, the old creation, into the new creation. We move according to each person and each individual need. We mantle according to the time when God says mantle. But the perfect time to mantle a man and a woman is when they're put together. Mantle them, move them into their ministry. Whoa. And we're going to do this right now. By faith, Lord Jesus, tell him, by faith, I lose my life and my bread to gain your life and your bread to minister to your people. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, finish. Is to put them both in their ministry, pick them up off of the floor, and put the woman inside of the man and let them go. That way God can bring forth a ministry. They said, well, why didn't you do it that way, Brother Fred? Because God said, coming out of the old creation, to do it the way he says do it and when he says do it. And he can always make up that as he goes along. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face. The heavenly waters of your body washing away her old life and washing in the new heavenly waters of the body of your life and your blood of life, which is her ministry. I say it hath been done. They can be real fast, Brother Pruitt, and you get it all complicated. No. It'll all sort out in your mind. And carrying you just like the Lord says, care. You need to be people of great knowledge. If you thought you were people of great knowledge in religion, but God wants you to be people of great living knowledge. As you were faithful and obedient under religion to quote scriptures and learn scriptures and say little poems, he wants you to be obedient unto him to know the knowledge of God, because he said the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Where is that knowledge going to be? In the air. It's going to be in you, the people. The true knowledge of God. Whoa! Now let's pick her up and put her inside of there. Oh, right inside of her husband. Just pick her up. That's the way. Oh. This place in there. Reach around and grab her there, brother. Say, well, she'll be plumb out. She never will know anything happened. She'll know it. It'll be all right. Oh, just lay her right back there. Long as she's been struggling in that thing, you needn't worry. And everybody else. Caught all your problems, didn't it, Jesus? Okay. Oh, come on down. Oh, you get them down there. I'll put it right up here. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus. By the command of you, my Father, I bind this man and woman together, flesh of flesh and bone of bone, and place the woman inside a man, where grace requires that she be. Hold them up now. Don't let them go down. Giving new life. The Father giveth life. Giving new life of fire to these sex organs by the Spirit of life. Feel it move in there. You feel it come alive right down in there. You lay them down now.